We're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
President Zelensky of Ukraine pressing his case today for Ukraine to be part of the NATO military alliance, and said he was confident a coalition of countries would form to provide Kyiv with Western fighter jets and Patriot missile defense systems. The Ukrainian leader joined a meeting of European leaders in Moldova seeking to bolster Western solidarity and keep up the pressure for concrete support ahead of his country's expected counteroffensive against the Russian invasion. To say more on all of this, Elliot Tepper with us, Emeritus Professor of Political Science, Carleton University, and here now. Elliot, thank you for the time. I hope you're well.
Oh, thank you. Good to talk to you, Scott.
Elliot, I remember when this invasion first happened way back when. Zelensky was quite evident. He was quite telling in how he really had no interest in joining NATO, that this was not a reason for the invasion, and it wasn't a priority for him. Now that has changed. Why the change now, and where is the journey for Ukraine to be a part of NATO?
Yes. Well, the change is because Russia invaded. Just to go back a little bit, the constitution of the newly independent state of Ukraine in 1991 said it would be neutral. And Mr. Putin said, well, we have to invade and occupy Ukraine, and it's not a real country, and we're going to, you know, incorporate it, because we can't have NATO coming into our country itself, and we therefore have to make Ukraine disappear. And at that point, they did take over, remember, in 2014, Crimea and much of the Donbass, and now the reinvasion, continuing invasion in February. So what Zelensky is saying is, we were neutral. We were not a NATO member. We weren't asking to be a NATO member. You invaded us anyway. We were invaded anyway. So now the lesson is, we have to belong to NATO, and the quicker, the better.
Is this all about jets?
No, it's much more than jets. It's about creating a formal architecture of security for not just Ukraine, but much broader than Ukraine. There's a number of countries that are not members of either NATO or the EU, and that's what's going on now. There's actually two meetings. No, this is really, as Ukraine keeps saying, a way to stop Russia from changing the geopolitics of the entire region by successfully invading and occupying and disappearing Ukraine. Then they will be pressing forward. They'll be in the heart of Europe and the Baltic states. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Poland, for that matter, would be perhaps next on the target. And of course, Moldova, which is, we should probably talk about this a bit in more detail, but Moldova is not a member of NATO, and they are next door. Belarus, of course, has probably already gone. No, this is much more than about jets. This is about saying that, well, just two quick things. One is that we are talking about two meetings simultaneously, and it's easy to confuse the two. NATO foreign ministers are meeting right now in Oslo in Norway, but right now simultaneously, there's something called the European Political Community, which is meeting in Moldova, right next to Ukraine, next to Russia, for that matter. This is a brand new organization, just 2 years old, but it has all of the EU members, plus a whole number of other countries not members of the EU, about 44 members all in all. All of Europe, basically, both EU and non-EU members are meeting, and they are meeting in Moldova specifically to say, look, we have a continent-wide security. And at that meeting, this is where Zelensky once again shows his genius, Scott. He said, there should be no hot war or frozen conflict on our continent. Now, he was speaking about all of Europe. And he added, where there are no security guarantees, there are only war guarantees. So this is all about creating security guarantees for Ukraine, and Ukraine will do the fighting on behalf of everybody else. But they need, of course, those jets. There is a move, but the primary move here is, let's create absolute security guarantees for Ukraine and other states against an invasion by an imperial power.
As you've mentioned many times, obviously Putin was not in favor of NATO being on his borders and such. Obviously, we've seen what's happening with Ukraine, and now their request to be a part of it. What about these other countries like Moldova? Will they start jumping on board and asking for some protection as well?
There's a long protocol. It takes a long time to become a member, typically, of NATO, unless you've already been interacting with them. Remember, Sweden and Finland both want to change their historic central identity as non-aligned and neutral states. They turned on a dime and said it's time to actually get into NATO, but they had been working with NATO all along. They've got coordinating committees. One of the interesting things to keep an eye on is at the upcoming meeting, this is all leading up to a summit in July 11th and 12th in Lithuania of NATO. And at that point, will Sweden be there? Will they be let in? Because Turkey is blocking their membership, as is Hungary. And that's one thing to watch. But the other thing to keep an eye on in terms of this conversation is President Zelensky apparently is going to be there. They are going to be setting up a formal apparatus, a Ukraine-NATO council. All of this is to say that this is not just about the individual personalities involved right now. There will be an ongoing effort to create a security architecture for all of the member states and those states that NATO would like to throw a cover over but can't quite admit, which is where they are right now with Ukraine.
We've talked since this all began way back when, seasonal offensive, spring, winter, what have you. We're hearing now of Ukraine getting ready to launch its counteroffensive against Russia. What is that all about, and why would you let this information out and possibly prepare Russia?
Well, one of the things that's very worrying about it is it's been well advertised all along that as soon as General Winter and General Mudd permitted counteroffensive, that there would be a counteroffensive, that this was the basis for Ukraine being supplied increasingly sophisticated in hardware, military hardware and ammunition, preparation for a counteroffensive based on their previous success, remember, in shockingly turning the tables on Russia, having stopped them in their one-week war, then in the attempt to take over Donbass, reversing parts of that. But Russia has really dug in. And my concern now is that, and you can hear this, people like President Macron and some Republicans in Congress saying, well, if this counteroffensive doesn't happen, and if it isn't 100% effective, we are not going to be providing any more armaments. Ukraine will prove that it can't stand up to Russia, so we have to change our strategy and not arming them, press them into giving up some of their territory, and make peace with Russia. Just give up Crimea, give up all of the Donbass, further dismember the state. So there's a lot of concern, and to bring this back full circle to where we started today, there's a lot of concern that too much emphasis is being given to a counteroffensive, which is anticipated. A lot of equipment is there. But the main message coming out of both of the meetings we're talking about, the NATO foreign ministers and then coming up to NATO and this new organization, this European political community, is, Scott, there will be no war fatigue, that there's unity against illegal aggression to change borders, and that no matter what happens, the Russians aren't going to win by outlasting the patience of those who are engaged. All of these meetings are one way or another saying one thing and one thing only. We are unified and we will be there as long as it takes.
Elliot Tepper with us, Emeritus Professor of Political Science, Carleton University, the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine and Ukraine's ambition to now join NATO. Elliot, as always, thanks so much for the time. Be well.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Scott. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.